Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Pinky May. Batting second. The first baseman, Stan Benjamin. Batting third. The second baseman, Al Glossop. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ernie Coy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Earl Naylor. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Bregan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Hughes. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Tommy Hughes. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The left fielder, Max Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. And now, play ball. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Benjamin. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Benjamin steals second. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a pop-up towards short. Bregan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Livingston and he is safe. Joost steals second. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benjamin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Joost moves to third. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick takes first base on ball four. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bregan misplays the ball. That's an error on Bregan. Joost scores. McCormick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCormick scores. There goes Haas trying to get to second. Littlewiller throws the ball into May who relays the ball to Bregan who tags Haas for the out. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes strikes out. Two outs. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0-for-1 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Naylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0-for-1 in the game. Glossop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft. Glossop reaches second base with a double. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Littwiller strikes out. One out. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-1 in the game. Coy strikes out. Two outs. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Naylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bregan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bregan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 1 in the game. Livingston takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hemsley. Livingston moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. May hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 2 in the game. Benjamin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bregan misplays the ball. That's an error on Bregan. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Naylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vandermeer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Glossop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Littwiller takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0 for 2 in the game. Coy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Naylor hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey moves to third. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCormick hits a line drive towards third. May reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Livingston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benjamin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh pinch hits for Bobby Bregan. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Livingston strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh now playing shortstop. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vandermeer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. May strikes out. One out. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 3 in the game. Benjamin strikes out. Two outs. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Glossop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Littwiller hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0 for 3 in the game. Coy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft. Coy reaches second base with a double. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Naylor strikes out. One out. Benny Warren pinch hits for Danny Murtaugh. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Livingston strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 2, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.